بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق، إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح من، فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم، إنما الله إله واحد، سبحانه وتعالى أن يكون له ولد، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وكفى بالله وكيلا. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we live in a country that is made up of 86% Christians and approximately 2% Muslims. Given the fact that we are a predominantly Christian country, it is important for us to understand the significance of one of the most important events in the Christian calendar. Easter, according to Christianity, is a holiday that celebrates the resurrection of what we know as Isa alayhi salam, and what they call Lord Jesus Christ. After his crucifixion, death and burial, 3 days later he arose from the grave. They believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam suffered crucifixion as a substitute for human sin, satisfying God's wrath against humankind's transgression due to Christ's infinite merit. Christians believe that following the crucifixion, Jesus Isa alayhi salam was given a new life in the form of God. This is why during Easter we see eggs. We see Easter eggs. Know the Easter eggs? We see eggs that are symbolic of life and resurrection. You also see the rabbit. See the rabbit? The rabbit is also a sign of fertility and new life. According to the Romans scriptures in volume 5, chapter 8, page 548, the following has been mentioned, that it signifies the Creator's redemption of a cursed humanity and universe, but God demonstrates his own love towards us. That is why we were yet sinners and Christ died for our sins. This is what is mentioned in the Roman scriptures, volume 5, page 548. Now, my respected elders and friends, because we live in a Christian society, it is important for us to understand what is the Islamic belief. And why I'm telling you this, because just last week, there was a child that came back from school. Our children attend Christian schools. Our children attend private schools. So the child came back from school and told mommy that, mommy, but what is wrong if Jesus is the Son of God? Is there anything wrong in that, mommy? If Jesus has a son, what is the problem with that? There's a big problem with that. There is a big problem with that. Why? Because what is the Islamic position on the status of Isa alayhi salam? How was he born, and what is the Islamic position regarding his end? Muslims have been often called antichrist and labeled as intolerant towards other religions. Now, is this true? Let us try to find the facts. And we should not shy away from educating those that don't know. There are many people who are ignorant. There are many people who perhaps don't understand the Islamic position of Isa alayhi salam. So is this true? Allow me in the next few minutes to elaborate. Let us look at the Islamic position regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam. One of the most controversial figures in the annals of history is Isa alayhi salam. He was revered by some as the son of God, like I told you. Some even took him as God himself. And others believe, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, that he was an imposter and liar. His birth. The miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam is from amongst the signs that bears testimony to Allah's unconstrained power. Prior to the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, reproduction was understood in three different ways. Number one, the birth of Adam alayhi salam without the agency of a mother and a father. Now understand this well, my respected audience, so that tomorrow you can go out and explain to the masses that this is the position of Islam with regard to the prophets. So the first reproduction was without the agency of a mother and a father. Then was the normal birth through the agency of a male and a female. And then there was the birth of Hawa alayhi salam without the agency of a female. So Adam alayhi salam without the agency of a male and female. Hawa alayhi salam without the agency of a female. And the normal birth through the agency of a male and female. The birth of Isa alayhi salam demonstrated the fourth possibility of Allah's unconstrained power, the birth without the agency of a male. Subhanallah. How great is Allah? How powerful is Allah? Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born miraculously to Maryam alayhi salam, who was not married. She was accused of infidelity and was cleared of all blame, subhanallah, by her very own suckling child. What more? By her very own suckling child, Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, had revealed the words of her own suckling child, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. They said, but what did you bring, O Maryam? قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. She said, but look at the child. But he said, how can a child who is in infancy, who is breastfeeding, who was just born, how can that child speak? And Allah miraculously made that child speak, and he said, Inni Abdullah. Inni Abdullah. This is written in our Quran Kareem, that I am but the servant of Allah. He was the chosen messenger of Allah. Muslims do not believe that Isa alayhi salam was the begotten son of the Almighty, or that he died for the sins of humankind. In fact, he was the chosen messenger of Almighty Allah, sent to guide the Jews from their errant ways. The Holy Quran states, Ya Ahl al-Kitab. Very clearly the Holy Quran states, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, La taghlu fi deenikum wa la taqulu ala Allahi illa al-haq. That O people of the book, do not overstep the bounds of truth in your religious belief, and do not say anything but that which is the truth. The Jesus Christ, the son of Mary, was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A soul that was created by Allah himself. Believe in Allah, believe in all the prophets, and stop from making such claims, because Allah is one, Allah has no partners. Allah is one and Allah has no partners. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored Isa alayhi salam with certain miracles. Brothers, there is a request that the brothers who are at the back to kindly move forward, inshallah. These brothers who are still coming in, and try to, inshallah, try to move as close as possible. There is space upstairs as well. Brothers, inshallah, let us try to make some space and fill in the gaps, inshallah. With regard to the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, the Holy Quran states, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ, that, O Maryam, Allah gives you the glad tidings of a word from His name. His name will be Masih, this Isa, the son of Maryam, held in honor in this world and in the year after. And what was his message? I have come to you with a sign from Allah. And in that I make you out of clay, if it was a bird. So the Nabi Isa alayhi salam was given various miracles by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he could bring a bird by Allah's permission back to life. He could cure the blind, he could cure the lepers, and he could bring the dead to life by Allah's permission only. Now comes to the point of the crucifixion. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَيَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّحَ لَهُمْ. The Quran is very, very clear in this regard. The Jews, they said in boast, we killed, the Jews said, we killed Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But Allah says they killed him not, nor did they crucify him. But it was made to appear to him as though they differed within them in their doubts, no certain knowledge, but only to conjure to follow. The Jews, they opposed Nabi Isa alayhi salam to that extent. My respected elders and friends, this is a nation that is doing untold persecution on our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And it is not only from today. History has shown that Zionism was a thing or a belief that could never be trusted. They killed 70,000 Anbiya and it was nothing for them. What is our brothers and sisters in Islam? So for them it was like an ibadah. It was like a worship. So they opposed Isa alayhi salam and they plotted to kill him. According to the commentators of the Quran, there are two views regarding what happened when the Jews surrounded the house of Isa alayhi salam with the intent to murder him. The first was about 4,000 people surrounded the house of Isa alayhi salam, who was with his disciples at that time. He asked his disciples, he requested his disciples that if anyone from amongst them was prepared to leave the house and face martyrdom in lieu of him or that person being with him in Jannah. One of his disciples volunteered and wore the garb of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and went to confront the enemy. They mistook him for Nabi Isa alayhi salam and killed him. Whilst in the process, Allah raised Nabi Isa alayhi salam to the heavens. That is the one view. The other view is that the enemy of 4,000 appointed a person from amongst them to enter the house of Nabi Isa alayhi salam before he entered with the intention to assassinate and kill Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had lifted him to the heavens. When this person came out of his house, Allah transformed him to resemble Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and the Jews grabbed hold of him, killed him, and thinking him that he was Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The descent of Isa alayhi salam, there are none of the people of the book. Allah says, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Subhanallah. There is none of the people of the book but will believe in him before his death. They will believe. Many times when you travel, I still remember, I don't know if it's still there, they still have on the mountain rocks, they used to write that Jesus Christ is coming. Yes, he is coming. He's definitely coming. And the irony of the whole thing is that they will believe in him. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will once again descend from the heavens as a follower of our own Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will marry, he will die a natural death. Imam Bukhari has narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by he who holds my soul in his hand, Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, is to descend amongst you as a just ruler. He will break the cross, he will kill the pig, he will abolish jizya, and wealth will increase to such an extent. Wealth will increase to such an extent that one sajda, one prostration will be more valuable than the whole world and what it contains. Subhanallah. The future role of Isa alayhi salam has also been related in the books of hadith to show that he is destined to play a role of a mighty just ruler who will destroy the power of modern Christianity materially and spiritually. He will annihilate the biggest emblem of Christianity, which is the cross. Wealth will abound to such an extent. Wealth will abound to such an extent that people will actually begin to reject the wealth. In contrast to this, one sajda, one sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become so precious to render it more valuable than the entire world. Allah. That is why we say, while we have the opportunity to spend now, let us spend. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And Muslims are often labeled as intolerant and uncompromising. It is far from the truth. You know why? Because the reality is that a Muslim who lives in an Islamic state would be put to the gallows. A Muslim who lives in an Islamic state would be put to the gallows if he rejects the prophethood and the nubuwwat of Isa alayhi salam. Whilst a kafir who lives in an Islamic state, despite rejecting the nubuwwat and the prophethood of our own beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is granted the status of a dhimmi. So who's Antichrist? A Muslim who lives in an Islamic state. If he rejects the nubuwwat and the prophethood of Isa alayhi salam, he's not a Muslim. He will be put to the gallows. But a kafir, a non-believer who rejects the nubuwwat and the finality of our own beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is granted the status of a dhimmi, one whose honor and life is protected by the state. Look at the fairness and the justice of Islam. Likewise, Islam accepts and recognizes both the Torah and Injil as divinely revealed scriptures in its original form, yet, and the Quran is the final book of Allah. Yet the adherents of both Christianity and Judaism, they reject the divinity of the Quran Karim. So who's the oppressor? My respected elders and friends, a person cannot lay claim to Islam if he does not accept and honor all the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam. In fact, in the 7 articles of faith, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi, I believe in Allah, I believe in His books, and I believe in all the prophets. Subhanallah. My respected elders and friends, our belief regarding the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is clearly mentioned in the Quran as well. And what are some of the titles that Allah had blessed our Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? The famous and his most famous title is Al-Masih, the Messiah. When Isa alayhi salam touched a wipe, in Arabic masaha. Masaha means to wipe. You know, when we make masah, masaha, he is known as Masih, the one who wipes. So when he used to wipe his hand over somebody who was afflicted by an illness, they would be healed by Allah's permission. This is mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Also, فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهَا مِن رُوحِنَا. Allah mentions him as Ruh. This means that he was a spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, in quoting this ayah, says that he was a servant of Allah who was blessed. Elsewhere Allah says that he was the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was kalima, wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. He was a wajih, he was a word from Allah, he was honored. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala him as from the amongst the ulul azm, those 5 messengers who were called those of determination. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is only a very superficial person who can believe that it is possible to imitate a culture in its external form of appearance without the same thing being affected by the internal. We as Muslims, we don't shy away. We don't shy away to say, okay, today is Good Friday, I wish you a good Easter, or I wish you a good Friday. No, my respected elders and friends. We hold on to our beliefs because we know we are on haq. We are the ones who believe in Isa alayhi salam. We are the ones who have the true belief in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And in conclusion, this brings me to the hot cross bun issue. You know the hot cross bun that they have at Easter time? Now you get the chocolate one also, mashallah. You get the chocolate one also, the advertising. There was a very big hoo-ha about it last year. I remember that this bun made very hot news. You know this bun? Made very hot in the news recently that they say Muslim fundamentalists are now marking our food. They said Muslim fundamentalists are now making halal our hot cross buns. Subhanallah. Whatever it was meant, this was a comment that was made by many complaints, rejecting the objection to the halal sign on for food, which they considered as their own. They regarded it as their own. But nevertheless, be it may be, ask the wife, inshallah, to make for you the hot cross buns at home and bake for you, inshallah. It will have a greater taste. We cannot leave it to others and to other mediums to inform, to educate, and to help others discover the true nature and the purpose of Islam. We cannot leave it to others. Allah has blessed us with the final book. Allah has blessed us with the final revelation. Allah has blessed us with the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a massive vacuum that we need to fill with reason and sound logic. We need to educate people with reason and sound logic, not hysteria, not reactionary language. If we leave it to others, we are not making sure what is presented in Islam is genuinely Islam. We will continue to witness these types of remarks, these types of homophobic remarks, that Islam is antichrist, Islam is this, Islam is that. But this is furthest away from the truth. We need to educate people. And most importantly, my respected elders and friends, we need to show Islam the practical way. We need to show Islam the practical way. Allah give me and all of us the understanding. As we are all aware, inshallah, next week the istima will also be taking place. And the idea of the istima is this, that how can practical Islam come into our lives? How can the obedience and the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into our lives? And how can deen come alive into our lives? This, inshallah, for this, there is a gathering that is taking place behind the FNB Shaft 17, inshallah, starting from next week, Saturday to Monday. Humble request for the brothers to attend. Our masjid has also been requested to provide security. Inshallah, a list will be put up in that regard on the notice board. Brothers are requested to assist in that regard also, inshallah. Also, after the remainder of the salah, inshallah, there will be a nikah taking place. And we make a humble appeal on this Good Friday. Did you see today's? Good Friday. Inshallah, make it a good Friday by spending in the path of Allah. Every Friday is good for a believer, isn't it? Afdalul ayyam. It is known as the best of days for a believer. So every Friday is good. Alhamdulillah, we see our renovation is also about to start, inshallah. We request one and all, leave a legacy. Every drop of water, everybody who makes wudu there, inshallah. You sitting in your qabr, you don't know, inshallah. That water being used, you donated, and you collecting downstairs, inshallah. It's filling up and filling up and filling up. Your investments are increasing and increasing, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. Inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Let us try to fill in the gaps, brothers. Inshallah, let's try to come forward. Even if we have to shorten the gaps, come closer, brothers. Inshallah. We're so fortunate today we have all our locals also attending, inshallah. الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سميع السمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع العمر جلي البرهان فخيم العصم عزيز العلم وسيء الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء أميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى مناك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجبنوا في الترم وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في شام اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure our success shape. Let us just try to shorten the serves a little bit, please, brothers. We shall come closer. The first serve can come a little bit closer, shorten the serves, and the others can just shorten as we go along. So, inshallah, all the brothers can come into the precincts of the masjid, inshallah. Try to stand close as possible, shoulder to shoulder. Okay. Is everybody in at the back? Can I get a signal from the back if everybody is okay? Everybody in? We have space on my right, the classrooms as well as the basement, inshallah. Brothers who are still outside, kindly come inside, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Kindly ensure our socks are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Kindly ensure that all cell phones are switched off, please. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.